Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Well, good morning. I should say good cold morning to everyone out there. And, you know, I think that if you are east of, Nevada, Arizona, anywhere, any points east of those states, you are in trouble with cold. Even Florida this morning is unbelievably cold. So just stay warm, stay safe, and whatever you do, just if you don't have to get out, just don't do it. That's all I can say to you. That's what we're going to do. We're going to stay in. But anyway, we have a morning mini show, and we have a guest. His name is Chris Judd, and he's very handsome. He's very talented. He's just got so many talents. He's a dancer, choreographer, singer, and actor. He's unlimited. He's a producer. It's just so much that he's done. In fact, among his many accolades was once voted as one of People Magazine's 25 Hottest Bachelors and In Touch Magazine's 20 Hottest Hunks list. So, yeah, you want to talk about warm and hot, Chris Judd. Well, it's cold right now. Chris Judd will warm you up, yeah, with all of his talents and all of his good looks. Yeah, this is somebody that you can think about on a really cold, bitter day like today. And if you can't think about it, let's just be prepared to listen to what Chris has to say, because he has a lot to say. He will be joining us, I should say, in about 5 more minutes to talk about being one of the scouts for America's Got Talent. Season 10 will be starting and cranking up pretty soon, and Chris's assignment is to be the dance scout for the show for this season. And to further speak of America's Got Talent, there are auditions coming up in many cities, and I can quickly tell you, and if you can't make this list, you know, like we're trying to write all this down, we totally understand. What you can do is go to americasgottalentaudition.com. And that's America with an S, got, G-O-T, talent, auditions with an S.com. And there you will find all of the cities where they're having the open call auditions. You will find information on how to submit a video audition, and you will find information on how to prepare for your audition. So this is the go-to place, the go-to website, as to how you can get some help, and so that you won't go, you know, and kind of like embarrass yourself. You don't want that. You know how first impressions are. You know what our grandmothers told us about first impressions. Well, anyway, while we are waiting for Chris to give us a call, these are the cities where the auditions will be taking place. Chicago. Oh, Chicago. Hopefully it will be a lot warmer than it is today. But Saturday, January 24th and the 25th, in Chicago, America's Got Talent audition. St. Louis, January 26th. San Antonio, Thursday, January 29th. The Santa Clara, San Francisco area will be holding auditions February 7th. Tacoma, Washington on February 9th. Boise, Idaho, February 10th. Las Vegas at Bally's Las Vegas on Thursday, February 12th. Los Angeles, look out, February the 14th, Valentine's Day, and the 15th will be your days for open call auditions. And Phoenix, your turn will be February 22 for America's Got Talent live auditions. So you've got some time to prepare whatever it is that you do. Maybe it's you and your pet, or maybe it's just you and your guitar, or maybe you and your baton. I don't know, but whatever. And again, if you can't make the live auditions, they have video auditions, and they have all kinds of information. I know they're going to have I believe some more CDs, I think. But go to the website, americasgottalentauditions.com, and you can get all of the information, all of the CDs, how to submit live your videos, I should say, and also how to what to expect when you go to the live audition. It's it can be nerve-wracking, but it can also be a lot of fun. Yeah, because I've talked to people who've done the live auditions in person. You know, they take their support system. They take their friends, their buddies, a sister or brother, a niece or nephew with them. And it makes it kind of takes the edge off of the nervousness there. But anyway, as I said, Chris will be joining us in just a few seconds here. And he is a guy that has so much talent. He has done, where do we start here? Chris recently returned from New Zealand as a judge on New Zealand's Got Talent. Anyway, he was a celebrity guest judge on New Zealand's Got Talent, directed music videos for iMen and Bench Seat. He's done a lot of choreography for America's Got Talent. Where do we start? He worked with Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson. He was the choreographer on Keeping Up with the Kardashians and for The Real Housewives of New Jersey. He was crowned the winner by zero vote of ABC's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And guess what he did with the $250,000 grand prize? He donated it to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So not only is he a handsome guy, a talented guy, he's also a gentleman with a very big heart, very generous heart, to give away $250,000 to the people at Make-A-Wish Foundation, which they are so deserving because of the great work that they do. So anyway, that's just a little bit about Chris Judd, and we can't wait to chat with him because I'm a big fan of his as well. I've seen him for a long time on so many different and he's just all over the place and just continues to rack up a very, very impressive body of talent here. But when you're multi-diverse like that, it's not that hard to do. Yeah, if you have the talent, the work will find you. It usually does, somehow or another. But anyway, that's just a little bit about Chris. It would take me really all day to just read all of the things that he's involved with in his career, but we won't prolong the day like that. I don't know, people out there, you would love to hear it, but we're just going to try to keep it normal, so to speak. So anyway, we are here. We are just trying to, just give a little wait time here for Chris. And what we will do, I can tell you about some of our guests for tomorrow's show. Yeah, let me do that real fast. Tomorrow, I need to pull that information up really fast. Let's see what we got here. Man, it is so cold. I'm having a brain freeze here. Tomorrow morning, we will be talking with Greer Grammer. And if her name sounds familiar, it should be, because Greer is the lovely daughter of beloved actor Kelsey Grammer. And Greer will be chatting with us because she is this year's Miss Golden Globe. And Greer is also the star of the popular MTV series Awkward as well. So she's going to be talking to us about being Miss Golden Globe, because, of course, the Golden Globe Awards are this Sunday. And that is, she's got that title. I'm wondering, does she have a tiara? We'll have to ask her, does she have a tiara? Since she is Miss Golden Globe, we'll just ask her that. So anyway, we'll find out. So anyway, here he is. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
We're trying to keep warm, and I'm just praying that you are not anywhere east of California, because I know you're cold, but you're in California, I hope.
I am in California, and yeah, the cold, me and the cold do not agree, for sure.
Oh, I am so with you. I can't wait to get moved out west so I can get rid of all of this winter blue stuff here. But something that's not blues, I should say bluesy, you are the dance scout for the upcoming 10th season of America's Got Talent. And so, okay, so does that mean that you're going to be a part of the audition tour? Because I know you guys are going to different cities auditioning people, or what does your work involve?
I am actually coming to a few of the cities. I'm going to Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. I'm a part of part of those open call auditions as a guest judge, so to speak, and I will be sitting in on those auditions. And so, yeah, I'm looking for, you know, I'm trying to look for the best dancers I can possibly find to represent the dance aspect of the show, and hopefully push forward, and then we'll have a dance winner this year. It would be great.
Yeah, it's time for a dance winner. It's definitely time. Well, in the dance world, because as everyone knows, you have so many talents beyond dance, and you act, you sing, you produce. I mean, just the list is, you're like a quadruple plus threat in entertainment.
Thank you.
Well, now, in the dance world, is there a particular trend, you know, like in the fashion world, there's always, each year there's a trend, but in the dance world, is there a particular dance genre trend that's going on, or what?
Oh, gosh, you know, I don't think there is really. I think a genre, it's almost becoming a non-genre specific era, I would say. You know, I just think that everyone's kind of like versed in everything, and it's everything's a fusion of something, and that's how it should be. I think dance evolves, and it just changes, and especially with the younger generation, has been inspired by, you know, us and to incorporate their own voice, and just where I see dance going right now, it's just completely amazing, and you know, especially in the hip hop realm, and with the intricacies of you know, the wordplay that they do, and you know, when you say going to New Zealand and you're seeing Polly Swag, and it's just all kinds of different great elements, and you see, like, you know, in the urban communities in the South, you see the dance is kind of recycled back to where, you know, the names of dances have changed, but it's basically the same dance. And so it's great how it just cycles around, and it's moving, and it's shaking, and I just like to see, I like the way dance is going right now.
Yeah, it is definitely. It doesn't surprise me. Sometimes I look at certain choreography, and you will see like a hip-hop, a version of hip-hop mixed in with some ballet moves. And I was like, wow, what is that
from? Exactly. And, you know, and I think, and it's morphing because everyone's musicality is changing, and you're dancing to classical music, and you're doing, mm-hmm. you know, street moves to classical music, and it's beautiful. I think people on that creative outlet that can incorporate that kind of stuff together is kind of what we're looking for. You know, it's kind of, you're kind of looking for that person that has that outside the box thinking, you know, where, you know, when you would come in week in and week out, we as an audience member will be on our chairs wondering what you're going to do next, instead of being, oh, this guy's, you know, specific, and then you kind of like will, you know, kind of will get bored by that as weeks go by, and that's why I think that dance is like, on the show, the dance is like turned into more of gimmicks and technology based and stuff, and I think that's the dance element is being missed, you know.
What should people do? What advice are you, do you want to give aspiring dancers who are coming to audition on this tour? What, any advice, any tips, suggestions, or what?
Yeah, my advice is, you know, this is, you know, the show itself is could be like a once in a lifetime opportunity. So you definitely have to be prepared. You know, you have to be prepared. You can't come in thinking, "Oh, I'm just going to wing it and think and see how it goes." And you know, you have to train. You know, as an artist, as a performer, you train and you train and you train to seize the day. And this is the opportunity to come in and show the people what you got. And it's your audition. You can do anything you want, and so you have to come in with like some really great confidence, and you know, come in prepared and show your personality, and don't be afraid. You know, fear is a story that our mind tells our body. So you have to kind of like overcome that fear and learn how to harness it and put it to the side and just let it go and just live.
Now, when you guys are there for the open auditions, are you judging them on, I know you're looking at the form and all of that, but I mean, is it like are you marking like a scale of 1 to 10? Do they need to have certain costumes and outfits on, or how does that work?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I was asking, like, when you guys go to the open audition, are you judging them based on a scale of like 1 to 10, or are you basing them in addition to their dance? Do they have to have, you know, really cool outfits and costumes? Is that part of the judging, or what?
You know, costumes is a big part of judging. I mean, it's a whole package. You know, I'd hate to see that someone come in, you know, with a great dance routine and it should not be costumed right. I mean, but that's where as judges, we like, okay, man, you guys are awesome, but this is what we need you to do next time you come back, you know. So on a scale of 1 to 10, I don't know how that works. I mean, I haven't been on a audition tour yet for America's Got Talent. My first city is like in a couple weeks to Chicago. Huh. But as far as what I'm looking for and how I'm judging people, I mean, it's definitely a first off the jump. It's like a visual thing, and you're like, oh my gosh. And it's like how you've connected the song to the movement to how you command the stage, and your personality. A lot of, like, you know, you got to take the audience member on a journey, and you want to make them laugh, you want to make them cry, and you want to make them think, oh my God, this is what I'm going through right now. If you can like tap into all of those kind of like emotional aspects, man, I think that you would just capture the audience, and make them connect to you and then embrace you, because you're like, oh my God, you're telling a story that I'm actually going through right now, and people will then connect to it and then gravitate to that. So I'm hoping that I find someone that can do that week in and week out and really tap in and hone into the emotional trip that the audience member can have, you know?
Well, it sounds like you're quite excited about your new role here with the show.
I am, you know, I really am. I think this is a challenge. I think it's a great one. You know, I will come in representing the dance side of the show, respectively, I think, because I've been doing it for so long.
Oops, we lost him. We only had 10 minutes with him. Oh, I am so sorry, Chris. I was just about to ask you the very last question, but we only are allowed 10 minutes, and I sometimes try to cheat and get an extra 5 or 6 7 minutes. And there are times when I do get by with it, but when we do these interviews for NBC, we know the rules, 10 minutes only. But, again, there have been plenty of times when I have actually gone an extra 10 minutes, and so I thought I could kind of sneak that in on this interview. Not the case this time, but anyway, Chris, thank you so much for, the 10 minutes that I did get. And once again, it's Chris Judd. He is the official dance scout for the upcoming 10th season of America's Got Talent. And America's Got Talent is coming to a city near you. I suggest that you go to their website, americasgottalentauditions.com. And there you will find information about the cities that they're having the open call auditions. You will find information about how to submit a video for video auditions. And you will also find information how to prepare for an audition. So we really do need you to prepare properly. They have an FAQ section on the site as well of do's and don'ts of what to do, what not to do for your video audition as well. And once again, I want to tell you the cities where they will have the open calls, live auditions, starting, as Chris said, with Chicago coming up on January 24th and the 25th, and I hope it will be a lot warmer. St. Louis, you're next after Chicago, Monday, January 26th. San Antonio will be January 29th. Santa Clara, San Francisco area will be February 7th. The Tacoma, Seattle, SeaTac, as they like to call it, area will be February 9th. Boise, Idaho, Tuesday, February 10th. Las Vegas at Bally's, Las Vegas will be February 12th. And Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Convention Center will be Valentine's Day, February 14th, and Sunday, the 15th of February. And finally, Phoenix will be February 22nd at the Phoenix Convention Center. So those are the first round of cities. I don't know if they will have more cities after this, but again, go to their website to find out if there will be additional cities added. But again, the website is America's, with an S, Got Talent auditions.com. Okay, that is going to do it for this morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show. I want to thank Chris Judge, dance scout for NBC's America's Got Talent upcoming season 10. Has it been 10 seasons? Oh my gosh. But anyway, Chris is a multi-talented dancer, singer, actor, choreographer, producer, just and good looking. People magazine's 25 Hottest Bachelors once on that list. Also, In Touch magazine's 20th Hot Cocks, their list as well. So, Chris, even though it's cold outside, Chris is hotter than ever. So, Chris, thank you for being our guest. And we will see you guys on our next show, which will be tomorrow. We will have a morning mini show tomorrow morning. Our guest will be Greer Grammer. She is the star of the MTV series Awkward, and she is this year's Miss Golden Globe. And we'll ask her, what is that all about, Miss Golden Globe? And does that mean she can wear a tiara? Anyway, that will be tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, myself along with Miss Greer Grammer. So don't miss that. And if you a little cold and you can't make it, then just listen in on the archives. We don't care. We just love it when you do that. And also tomorrow, I forgot we got a second guest tomorrow, we will be talking with Adam Kaufman, who stars as Lucas Newsom on NBC's State of Affairs drama series. He will be joining us at 9:20 a.m. Central Time tomorrow. That is, again, Adam Kaufman, Lucas Newsom on State of Affairs. So we've got two lineups of guests tomorrow. Once again, thank you guys for listening. Stay warm out there and stay safe. If you don't have to go out, please stay in and keep everybody safe, including yourself especially. So we'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful and warm day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.